you consider once more again what I said yesterday, because it is important things and also a little difficult to understand. So I would like to consider once more again with you. Point is, what is the mirror that the essence of human existence is reflected in? What is a mirror? I mentioned yesterday, if you look at your life, there are many kinds of mirrors, which is called culture. So, but if we want to practice spiritual life, I think we should know what is the spiritual mirror is like. Even though you don't ever experience this kind of mirror, as best as we can, we try to approach to that mirror. What is it like? Now, what structure, how it is working with us? So as best as we can, we try to approach to it. So that's why I told yesterday, according to the Kokyo ancient mirror mentioned by Dogen, there were 3 points I mentioned. First point is coexistent place. Ancient mirror is the coexistent place where all beings walk in peace, in harmony. Beyond races, thoughts, social position, personality, forms, all things, beyond all things, that everything is reflected in that mirror. This is coexistent place. So very naturally, if a bird and butterfly walk in peace, in harmony, Japanese monkeys walk with elephants in South Africa in peace, in harmony, talking each other. Saint Francis, you know, who spread it in Christianity in Japan, he was noticed the four holy person who could speak with a bird. I think bird, Saint Francis, anyway, stood up in the coexistence place, walked in peace, in harmony. So very naturally, when when the butterfly and when the bird are reflected in that mirror, very naturally they are there. The essence of their existence, anyway, talks each other. Not form, karmic life, not karmic form of their life. Anyway, essence of their life. Anyway, talks, meet together in the same place and walk together and talk together. This is the one point I mentioned yesterday. So very naturally, if you seek for spiritual life, I think your mind becomes soft, as well as the Buddhas and ancestors. Your look becomes same look as ancestors and Buddhas. You know, the look at the of whoever spiritual person, you know, Christian minister. Okay, many Christian ministers in the United States. From now on, anyway, pay attention to the Christian minister, whoever they are. Okay, well, there are many kinds of level of priest, top level and middle level. Lower level, it doesn't matter. Anyway, see them, and I think if you see those people, I think there is one particular look there. You can see. And also, they are very soft and kind, compassionate. So very naturally, there is one look, the same in one look, the same in one soft, compassionate mind. And also one, the same in one type of walking, something like that. Okay. Very naturally, they are walking where? One path. That is called practice, we say. And also, anyone who walk on that one path, very naturally, they can have the same result. A straightforwardness, honesty, magnanimity, compassion, wisdom, very naturally. So that's why I say that the ancient mirror is coexistent place, where all sentient beings can do same things and can get same things as Buddhas and ancestors. That's what we say, mind to mind. We transmit Dharma mind to mind. Okay? And also, the analogy is analogy. One of the analogies is two pour the water from one cup to another. Exactly. Okay. So that's why. This is one point. Okay. Second point, a little bit difficult. I mentioned it yesterday. Is that all right? First one. Second point of the ancient mirror is characterized to receive I and you, your face, your look. You know, the I and you stand up right in front of the ancient mirror, which has no front, no back, no inside, no outside. Anyway, transparent mirror. It's impossible to the certain forms reflect in common sense. But that ancient mirror can accept your look and my look if you stand up immediately. So you stand up and I stand up in front of that kind of mirror, and then I can see your look And you look, you can see my look, and two faces stand up and come together. Okay? And simultaneously, if you continue to look at your face and my face, if I look at your face, okay, in the mirror, I think you're my look, my face is penetrated into your heart, become one. In other words, reflection, your reflection becomes transparent simultaneously. If your reflection, my reflection, don't transparent, okay, I think that your reflection, my reflection is just dead, because I and you are beings who are constantly moving, okay, functioning, interpenetrated interconnections. In order to do this, you cannot keep your frame, so-called my look. Okay? And I cannot maintain my frame, so-called five standard, Karagi's frame, no. Immediately, if I am reflected in ancient mirror, I immediately be transparent. Okay? But in common sense, it's impossible to do this, because we have a very strong customs to attach to frame. If you don't have a frame, we are reckless, and we are restless, very restless. But in the spiritual life, I think you can't keep your frame. So very naturally, your frame, the frame of your five skandhas are transparent immediately. For instance, I mentioned often revolving the piece of earth tied with a string and revolve, okay, turn in circle. And then at that time, what can you see? You can see the piece of earth. What you can see? What? Circle. But in common sense, it's impossible to make the one piece of wood circle, because it's frame of the one piece of circle. But when one piece of circle start to function, it creates circle. So that means frame of the piece of wood breaks into the pieces, okay? In other words, it's emancipated. It's liberated originally. So your five skandhas, your six senses are liberated originally. That's why in the Dogen Zenji says, in the Zenki Toro, the whole works, okay? He says that all sentient beings are transparent and, not transparency, emancipation and total manifestation. So total manifestation is all things you can see through your eyes, ears, okay? Form of trees you can see. But what is the manifested beings you can see through your six senses? Dogen Zenji mentions they are originally liberated. So liberated beings manifested themselves as a form. Okay? Do you understand? That's why That's why if your life is reflected in the Asian mirror, you become transparent. Means you're working. Your life is really working with all sentient beings. If you always hold your frame, you never create circle. You are nothing but piece of wood. So piece of wood is just a piece of wood, separate from all other beings. So even a piece of wood is not a separate beings, but it is really piece of wood connected or interpenetrated with all sentient beings. That's why if you turn that piece of wood, it creates circle. Okay? So very naturally, if your body five skandhas are reflected in the mirror, your transparency immediately my look becomes penetrated into your heart. You can experience this one. For instance, when I was 14, my mother died. And that time I cry and cry. While I was crying, my mother is always in front of me. I never got the one, because always mother's far from us. The more I try to be one with my mother. My mother died already, so the more I realized that mother was going away from me. So that's why it made me sad, really sad. So every day, cry and cry. Finally, all of a sudden, my heart, the mother comes into my heart. And then I could stop crying all of a sudden. At night. I don't know why. But I at that time I felt mother came to my heart. Naturally. Very smoothly. So that's why mother is reflected in the same mirror. I see my reflections. Okay? So my mother, my face become one. Well, I think if you look at your friends, if you look at the parents, I think someday you really appreciate your parents or your brothers and sisters or somebody, okay? Whoever. Even one person, if you feel really appreciation, okay? If you really feel appreciated, that time, of course, that person is in front of you, but you can't see the person in front of you. He or she must be alive in your heart. So very naturally, the very deep appreciation appears. Water, spring water coming up. You can't stop it. Then very naturally, you really appreciate him or her. Okay. Well, someday you will experience like this. Of course, you can appreciate somebody, you know, they always, they're living somewhere, and then you can appreciate it. But that appreciation is not touches your heart. But very deep appreciation really touches your heart, and it's coming up from your heart, wherever he or she lives, far from you or whatever, or the other world, okay? It's really appreciated. So that's why that the second point of ancient mirror is anyway the you and I and all sentient beings are reflected in that mirror and penetrated, and liberated. Very nice. Each single beings are liberated by transparency. The next moment, immediately from that transparency being, and then your face coming up clearly again, okay, from that mirror. You know, once your life, your five scandals transparent, and immediately your the five scandals coming up again. That is called circle, okay? Creations, your life, creative life, yes. But originally, you are not different person. Karagiri is. You are you. But when you are, even once, reflected in that mirror, you are transparent immediately and coming up again. That is the flame of five candles. Then, from that five candles, a kind of lights coming up. Okay, lights. In other words, no mirrors. Okay, that's why third point I mentioned stories. When a mirror, clear mirror meets a clear mirror, the mirror breaks into shutters. Okay, and then clear ancient mirrors, including the reflection of trees, birds, insects, butterflies, birds, and you and I, Americans, Japan, all things, reflections break into shadows. Okay? What do you mean? Before you can see the mirror, before you can see the reflection of the all sentient being, there is already great, vast openness of the sky, space there. So, no gap between, no reflection there, no reflections, no partition there, no discrimination there. When you see clear mirror exactly, you are clear mirror, and see the clear mirror, and then all of a sudden, the mirrors breaks into shutters. At that time, it means before clear mirror, before all seen reflections, okay? There is completely huge, vast openness of sky or space. This is called akasha, we say, okay, in Sanskrit, which means a place where all sentient beings can live in peace, in harmony, without any obstructions. This is called akasha. In English, it's very difficult to translate it. Sometimes space or sky, something more than space. So, this is the third point, okay? So at that time, in the third point, I think there is no particular mirror, so-called ancient mirror, or particular reflection you have to see in the mirror, particular mirror. Already there is great space, open, a vast openness of space. Which means no discrimination, no partitions, nothing. Okay? So from that means, when you see the tree is already nothing but ancient mirror. Because no partitions, no discriminations. So from that, you know, that tree is what? Tree is nothing but flame, renew flame of the tree coming from transparency. reflected in the mirror. So you are kind of a tree is a kind of a new snake after taking off the skins. New frame, new snake. If you are if your life is reflected in the mirror, even though you don't see it, it's already your frame, your life is new snake, new human life. And then at that time, you can really appreciate it because it's shiny. So if you see the trees, it's shining. Trees is shining. Tree is not the trees you see usually. Okay? Separate from us, it is already we. We are trees. Trees are we. So very naturally, there is a total communication there. That's why Saint Francis, anyway, talks about God, talks about human beings with a bird. That person is really missionary spirit. If you want to be a priest, you have to have this kind of spirit. Otherwise, you cannot go any place. You have to go to foreign countries, in the like of Saint Francis. Go to the different countries, and he didn't know anybody, but he has to go and just spread Christianity into different people. In the different countries, but with the different cultures. So culture, human beings, all the same. Anyway. So, that's why this is the third point, okay? Third point. Very naturally, Zen Buddhism always emphasizes the way to live in terms of the third point. That's why when you see the trees, when you deal with your eating bowl is not merely eating bowl, it is nothing but the Buddha's face. Okay? So that's why you have to take best care of the eating bowl, your five candles, your tables, even though you don't know. If I say, even though you don't know, please take care of it, at that time you are hesitated. Immediately you withdraw, because if I do it, I become blind. Don't you think so? Because you have already very strong prejudice. So-called self-protections. Very strong. So if I say so, you don't accept it. So you resist. You resist it. Okay? Don't you think so? Because always you emphasize the privacy or individual. If I say, please do it, even though you don't understand it, receive it. And do it. You don't do it. You don't want to do it. So that's why I try to explain it. The more I try to explain it, the more you seem to understand, but the more you're confused. So that's why someday, somewhere, I have to say, keep your mouth shut, just do it. But immediately you don't do it, because you don't want to do it. Then I started again to explain how far we are going to where. We are going to the confusions, okay? Finally. That's why I stop it. I don't know how often I have to do this. Maybe my whole life. the Bodhisattva cries, Avalokiteshvara cries, Do you understand the Avalokiteshvara in Sanskrit? That is the cries of observation of the world. after. Not after. Avalokiteshvara observed human world very deeply, closely. From the deep profound observation of the world, he or she can know some cry, some sound. We don't know what it is. This is just like a repetition there. Something makes us, something compels you to repeat in circle. We don't want to do it, but we do it constantly. So that's why Avalokiteshvara always expresses her compassion, always, over all sentient beings. That's why he or she started to explain again. Don't cry, I am here, so I am a patient, so I can still have a lot of rules to explain, to demonstrate how to live in this world. And then the human beings start to listen to her. But finally, they don't understand it. But finally, they still cry. Appeasingly, they understand what she said. But in a deep level, still they are crying. Some confusion there. They don't understand what it is. So still they are groping for in the deep level. So she, Avalokiteshvara, knows pretty well. So that's why Avalokiteshvara says, just two, please, let's walk together. Don't talk. And then on the way to walk, still people are always want to be free from Avalokiteshvara. I want to do something by myself. So the Avalokiteshvara let you go. And then confusions, and then coming back again and listen to her, and then explain it, and then finally Avalokiteshvara says, keep your mouth shut, let's walk. And then again, same things going. Who is Avalokiteshvara? You. Us. Exactly this body. This is Avalokiteshvara. Who created this Avalokiteshvara? It doesn't matter whether this Avalokiteshvara is real beings, existing being or not. It doesn't matter. This is exactly, Avalokiteshvara is exactly you, all of you. So, very naturally, we have to continually do it. Okay. Where we are?
Two mirrors.
Third point.
No particular.
Talk about the third point. The transparent and the shattering.
Confusion.
I forgot why I talked about the Avalokiteshvara.
Everything taken care of, like our balls and everything is good and safe, and why we don't listen to
you. Oh, right. Thanks. Zen teaching always to tell you to deal with everyday life as a Buddha. Okay, even though you don't understand, please do it, because that practice is exactly a way to reflect your five skandhas in that spiritual ancient mirror simultaneously. As well as Zazen, doing Zazen, exactly the same. But we don't understand this. That's why Dogen Zen says like this, And also we have to talk about this. Okay? So a little bit you don't understand exactly what the point of the Zen teaching is. Usually through the book, Zen teaching is to find the solution of a koan, puzzle, Zen puzzle. I don't think it is real. Or you see Zen is to attain enlightenment. This is the main purpose. I don't think this is a Zen. Okay. It is a part of Zen, okay, but not a whole. Okay, do you have a question? Okay.
Is looking in the ancient mirror, is that the same as ocean seal samadhi?
Ocean seal samadhi is... yes, the ancient mirror is expressed in a different way. Ocean seal samadhi is how the ancient mirror works, okay, with all sentient beings. That is a samadhi. Samadhi is I will just say continuous activity. Continuous activity of akasha. Akasha means a vast openness of existence. Okay? That is samadhi. And penetrating that continuous activity of existence and penetration, interpenetration, okay, into all living beings. This is a samadhi. So that's why ocean seal samadhi, we are living in the ocean seal samadhi.
Okay. So if you look in the mirror, does that penetrate into all living beings?
Right, that's true. So that's why, even though you don't understand, we try to find a way to reflect your five skandhas in that ancient mirror. Because we are already in the ancient mirror.
And that's the same as the dual mirror?
That's true.
Dual mirror aware.
Yes. There is an interesting koan here. 79th case. Before sitting at the little bit, I was a little bit undecided to talk, what kind of topic I should take. first time I thought that I should talk about this 79 case in that machine, but I changed my mind. But anyway, I will give you stories. This one. A monk asked Totsu, all sounds are the sounds of the Buddha, right or wrong? Totsu said, right. The monk said, teacher, doesn't your ash hole make 13 sounds? Totsu then hit him. Again, the monk asked, coarse words and subtle talk all returns to the primary meaning, right or wrong? Totsu said, right. The monk says, can I call you an ass? Teacher, Totsu then hit him.
Is that what you wish you could do?
Do you understand this one? We always, if you see your life reflected in the mirror and coming out how wonderful ancient mirror is, you immediately, anyway, fantastic, excited. And then all things become one, you know. Sound of the farting, you know. Or wrong, or right, or the good or bad, all the same things, all the Buddhas. Can I call you stupid? Do you understand? This is the obvious confusion. So finally, you have to reach the third point. When you see, when your clear mirror meets clear mirror, what happens? When you see spiritual life clearly, what happens next? What you should do? Okay? Clear mirror breaks into shadow. Come back to every single aspect of human life. Getting up in the morning, wash your face, walking on the street, having a breakfast, those shadows, okay? Many, many shadows there. You have to come back this one. And then your life is really rooted on earth. Otherwise, you become crazy, spaced out by spiritual life. And then, if you are lucky, you are a mysterious person. That's it. If you are unlucky, you are in a jail, mental hospital. That happens always. Teacher, if he is lucky, well, he becomes a holy man, putting on a certain place, you know, all his people respect. If he is unlucky, he becomes usual guy. Like teacher, it doesn't matter. Poor teacher. Well, anyway, this coincidence always happens in our life, okay? That's why you have to see the three points. You have to consider those three points. Okay? Do you have a question? I think the Mason sometimes the persimmon, you know, the persimmon. Three kinds of I talk about the maturity, okay, of human life. I think maturity is just like a process of ripe persimmon. On the tree, it becomes a red, it's ready to eat. It's become a ready, but it's still hard, but it tastes good. And the second maturity is, if you live the persimmon on the tree, it's become very soft. That is very nice, taste. Sweet is perfect, real perfect sweet. Okay. That is the second stage of maturity. That is experiencing that, you know, your life reflected in the spiritual life, or the spiritual mirror, so-called ancient mirror, okay, universe. Then we become... Perfect maturity is persimmon drops on the ground and all come out. This is a perfect, you know, perfect maturity. Do you understand? It doesn't stay on the branch. Natural is forth. And all guts come out. Never coming back to the branch. Free, liberated. So whatever happens, every single aspect of human life, okay, your life is really alive. That is total, perfect maturity. This is the final goal of spiritual life you are seeking for.
Do you mean that like a student or a teacher, when a student is mature, then they leave?
Mm. There is another topic. Okay. Any other question?
Hojisan, in some, I've heard you speak of bodhisattva as a universal term, like everyone is a bodhisattva.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also the understanding of the bodhisattva as someone who has relinquished full enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
For the present moment, in order to save all sentient beings.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the second stage of the persimmon on the tree?
No. Third stage.
Oh.
Otherwise, you cannot do it. You know.
Okay.
But it's still, in the second stage, you can do. Why? Because the third stage is including second stage and first stage.
Mm, but on the ground, that's already Buddha.
Yes.
So it's last stage on tree.
Yes.
Before he's done.
Is part of what you're saying that when the demon falls on the ground and shatters, it becomes, it fuses with the ground, it becomes a part of the ground that goes back to the earth. It becomes one with the ground.
Right.
Can someone see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. When the persimmon falls on the ground and opens its guts,
mm-hmm.
then very quickly it becomes part of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes compost.
No. It's every single piece stand up again and shoot. Shoot.
Like a new plant
growing?
Not growing.
So you are, in other words, your life really re-alive.
When the persimmon breaks, that's like the mirror shattering.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true.
When two forms reflect, that's when the mirror disintegrates.
Mm-hmm.
Is that disintegration, is that also a form?
Form, yes. You mean seeing the form in the mirror disintegrate, what would...
Well, when the mirror, the forms disintegrate.
Disintegrate, what would...
Shatter. Oh. That's a form too, the shattering?
Yes, but it is completely liberated shatter form, liberated form. Liberated form means, how can I say? Mature. If you become mature. No, it's not a good example. How can I say? Yeah, I know. Was a good example. Well, just like you know, the body. Master of the judo, master of the football game prayer. Okay. In the beginning, you have to continually, they train your body. Okay. Then, if you become a mature as a football player or judo player, okay, your five scandals, this body is a frame of a five chandra which seems to be rigid. But if you become mature, it's not rigid. It's all of its frame, same body, but it becomes, when you play judo, your body becomes ball, very soft. So each fragment which seems to be, they seems to say same, to be same as before. But if you are reflected in the mirror and experience deeply something, then you are liberated, transparent. That's why transformed fragment. So you can deal with your five skandhas in a different way, beyond your consciousness. Okay? Is that okay? That's why you are life alive, realive. That is called transformation, we say. Spiritual transformation. Turn your life and turn a new leaf. Something like that. Okay? Is that clear? No? Anyone can say something?
A life functioning rather than a life kind of caught by our ideas or so.
I think that the constantly, I think before you come to the Zen Center, before you do the Zen, I think look at your life in the past, you know, the how often we took care of everything carelessly. But after coming to the Zen Center and sitting Zazen and listening to the Buddha's teaching, and even though you don't understand the real meaning of Buddha's teaching, but still something penetrated your life. So even though you don't like to listen the teaching so-called, take care of microphone with your sincere heart, as well as taking care of your life, exactly. Always listening to this one, very naturally, unconsciously or consciously, you can deal with your book and something like that, wrapping the, you know, with, you can wrap the books and with a wrapping cloth and hold it with a sincere heart. This is a quite different life. You don't know, actually. But your everyday life is completely different. Is that clear? So before you come to the Zen Center, look at your life anyway. A very naturally different attitude toward your life, toward others' life. You can see. And then maturity means you have to do it, you know, day by day. So take care of your book, your toilet papers, and your boots, and your pants, and etc. Every day with a sincere heart. That is called maturity, it's called. Maturity is not talking about concept. Maturity is a way to demonstrate your life based on that ancient mirror. You have to demonstrate. So that's why, how can you demonstrate? I try to demonstrate. When you demonstrate your life, perhaps can be exactly reflected in that ancient mirror, beyond your speculation. That's why I tell you, okay? So very naturally you do it, you know? This is called maturity. See? Fragment, each fragment is really, encompassed by maturity, this maturity. So very naturally different way of life coming up. Is that clear?
Our body is to be used. How? Freedom. Maturity and freedom are the same thing?
Yes, so much same things.
Almost.
Almost. The definition of the freedom is a different form, maturity. Maturity is more paying attention to the quality of a living life, aliveness in life, the maturity. Liberation is freedom is a kind of pretty the vast, you know, meaning, general attitude toward human life. Okay, liberation, freedom. But you know freedom or liberation, but you don't know how to live in the liberation. In the world of freedom, we don't know. That's why we need maturity. Okay? We have to make our life mature. Then, maturity makes your life, cause your life to live in the world of liberation. Is that clear?
Yes.
Did you say something?
At the time, but also straight. But also, in the back of the state, we have freedom or not?
Sure, already.
Already.
Already freedom.
The
definition
of freedom.
Uh-huh.
Is a kind of magic. Not bigger.
Kind of what?
A kind of maturity.
Maturity?
Maturity.
No. Liberation is actually something you should accept totally. Because you are liberated. So you should totally accept and demonstrate your life in the world of liberation. Then maturity appears. By demonstration, living in the liberation. Okay? So liberation is not something you try to discuss after discussion. It's not something you should decide. Now, you cannot get into the liberation by your decisions. Liberation is. You have to be. That is liberation. Okay. Do you understand? That's why Buddha says we are Buddha. But we always try to decide to be liberated. Like, it's impossible.
I wanted to say what I'm thinking about, and I don't know if I have a question or not, but it seems to me that every time you do zazen, or every time we listen to you, that we disintegrate a little bit, that we shatter a little bit, but then we put ourselves back together again, and that we put ourselves back together again a little bit differently from the way we had been before.
Uh-huh.
And maybe that's what maturity comes from.
Maybe so.
Put ourselves
maybe
back
so.
Together
yeah.
Again differently time
yeah.
after time.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I ask again about these three points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the topic that all these three points refer to is the ancient mirror.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do we mean by the ancient mirror in general terms?
Truth.
Truth. Okay, so this is kind of the ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about the ultimate now or whatever. Terms of a metaphor of an ancient mirror. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Dobie makes three points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first point is what? That all beings are in this mirror?
Mm-hmm.
That's the first point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The second point.
The truth is, ancient mirror. What that place is like. That is the first point.
What that place is like.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why I say it is a coexistent place. Exactly. Coexistent place. Means a place where all beings coexist.
Okay. So the first point is saying something about the ancient mirror, and the thing that it says about the ancient mirror is that all beings exist together there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Second point. Is what? All beings interpenetrate?
Interpenetrate, yes.
Okay.
So each frame of your five scanners never remain in a certain frame.
Okay, no frame.
No frame. So that's why I say transparent means transformed. You are transformed. Five scanners immediately transformed. And your frames disappear and create another form, reform the five scanners. That is the third. Okay. Well, excuse me. So second, transformation.
Right, and then the third point is that the forms come up again.
Yes. That is that story, through that story.
Yes.
We shouldn't forget that third one, otherwise you cannot take care of your life. Freedom, in so-called freedom. You never experience the freedom. Perfect freedom. You cannot live for a peaceful world. You cannot build up a peaceful world if you forget third points. Whatever reason you have, even though your motivation spiritually is good, you know, result is not a little bit confused. Like a human world, look at the human world. Motivation. The first motivation is pretty good, to believe something and to help. In order to help all sentient beings, we believe this and that, etc. Finally, under that beautiful faith, we fight. That always happens in the world. Don't you think so? That's why constantly you have to make your mind and the body calm down and see, reflect your body experience once more again in that mirror and break into the shadows anyway. And then come back exactly everyday life, you know, with all sentient beings. Actually, in other words, you have to demonstrate, you have to show. Actually, practically, peaceful life. Okay? If you experience, well, if you experience spiritual life reflected in that ancient mirror, you have to demonstrate. Actually, okay? It's not the philosophical, you know, fascination or psychological fascination through the words. No, it's very concrete. Human life.
So the way to open your heart is through the transformation.
Sure, that's true. That's why. Yes, that's true.
Playing with
Avalokiteshvara.